What have I done? Yes, it is what I deserve. Lesson learned, brother. I die.
No, soldier. Beautiful cliffside like this, it doesn't deserve littering with corpses. Well, with even more corpses. Come on! Tonight's your lucky night. You're gonna be able to tell your grandkids one day. Yep, I fought at Gallipoli. And survived. Come on!
Told you so, as I slept. You did tell me. Yes, you did. This war is no place to be. They want Constantinople. Right now, they can have it. Shot me. Someone shot me. Ib, yes. Told me. Yes. But I didn't listen. Of course I didn't. Wounds dressed. Someone looking after me. Did you see them? Who were they? No trench. Just a tent of ground sheets and optimism. A runaway? Where are they? Where did they go? To the trenches at night. It kills. Not tonight. Never tonight. Not tonight. Never tonight. It's going. You hear? Whatever it was, it's going. Like when I was young. Listening to the sounds in the sleeping house. Praying the monster wouldn't come for me. Not tonight. Not tonight.
Someone coming. Is it you? I see you! I see you! Stay back! Don't come for me! Not tonight! Not tonight. You'll not take me. What have I done? What have I done? What have I done?
No! Look, don't shoot! I'm not the enemy!
Not dead. See? I can't kill you. Nobody could.
Well, the rain stopped.
What?
Hey, shush. You need to stay still. And you need to stay quiet. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I take my hand away, can I trust you to be quiet? We're not far from the trenches here, and we don't want them to come and find us, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You were running away, yes?
Your uniform. You're the enemy. I won't tell you anything.
If I were your enemy, then I would have left you to die from your wound, wouldn't I?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Which trench?
What?
You said we were close to the trenches. Which line is the closest, Ottoman or Australian?
You rolled some way down the hill after you were shot. I wasn't dragging you back up towards your own line.
Sorry, but that climb's hard enough without dragging a dead weight.
Still, does it matter?
No. Why did you save me?
Because you had nice eyes.
That is not the answer.
Well, it's the only one you're gonna get.
Ah!
Your wound isn't looking good, I'm afraid. I did the best I could, but field dressing in a rainstorm isn't ideal. It's infected.
I know. It burns.
And along with the rest of you, you had one hell of a temperature while you were sleeping.
I was delirious. I heard what sounded like a monster.
Monster?
Animal moving around out there. It was howling.
Delirious.
There have been stories.
Of course there have.
Something out there.
No.
Delirious.
Definitely.
Why are we here?
Gallipoli? Ask your commanding officer, soldier. Though he probably has no more idea than I do.
I meant here. This shelter. Why not in a trench?
Well, because neither of us are welcome in one. Well, I suppose you could go back to your side. Do you want me to take you?
No.
Because you were running away? Hey, it's fine. Look at me. I don't blame you. What's your name? Fine. Be boring. Hey. You okay? Can I take my hand away? Huh, soldier?
I tell you nothing.
All right then, sleep more. It's probably best.
Soldier, let's go!
Get off me! Put me down!
If I do, you are dead!
I don't care!
Josh, shut up!
I killed you.
What?
I shot you. I thought the monster was coming, but it was you. I killed you.
Well, clearly you didn't. It was dark and raining. You shot at me, and I dropped to the ground, came over and found you passed out. Which, honestly, I'd kind of like you to do it again. I'm exhausted. I want to sleep.
I don't think I believe you.
And I don't care. If you'd shot me, I'd be dead or wounded. I'm not. So, shut up and go to sleep.
We can't stay here.
There's a bit of shelter from the rocks. Nobody's trying to bomb us or shoot at us, not anymore. So, we get some rest. I get some rest. Please, seriously, go to sleep.
Okay. Don't feel good.
Well, I already checked your wound. It's not ideal, so get some rest, and I will clean it up in the morning. After we both had some sleep.
Yes. Can you hear that? Something coming.
Not tonight. Never tonight. Not tonight. Never tonight. Not tonight.
Soldier! Get up!
What's happening?
It's a mudslide! Just hold on to me!
Where are you? I've got you! I've got you! Now give me your other hand!
That's not my hand!
No! So young. I think it is hard to be sure.
Yeah. Look, he's been dead a while. Probably laying in that trench for a week or two.
Picked up by the mud and hurled down the cliff.
Yeah. Let go. Let go!
Your hand. I thought it was your hand.
Look, we need to move. Get higher up the cliff. Otherwise, we'll end up down there on the beach, dead, broken, and surrounded by enemies. Come on!
Not your enemies.
Don't be so sure of that. I'm here, aren't I? Now, come on. Shut up and let's get moving. Mind your step. Come on, I'll help you. We need to find cover. Find a way of shielding ourselves against the mud. I can't get a grip! Come on! They're falling! Hold on to me, soldier! Hold on! Soldier, we should be okay. We just look. Hold on!
That hurts so much.
Yeah, well, we're safe here. Now just keep a hold of me. Just hold on! Yeah. I got you! Yeah. You're okay! Just, soldier, look at me! Hold on! Hey, you're okay. You're okay. Just stay still. We're safe.
Lucky.
Yeah, that's one word for it.
Being caught on this rock.
Well, yeah, but still stay still.
Need to move my...
Hey! I said keep still! There's an Allied trench down there, a few meters behind us. The rock's given us cover, but if we poke out from behind it...
I need to straighten my leg.
Well, you can't! Look, I'm gonna try to give you a bit more room.
We can't just stay here.
No, we haven't got a choice.
Tell them you're on their side.
But I'm not.
Well, you're not on mine.
Well, you haven't got one. Neither of us wants to be shot as a deserter.
No.
So for now, we're stuck here. I'm sorry, but when it gets dark, we can try and clear. Look, it's fine. I think they're just bored.
Passed out.
Yeah, you did. Hours ago. Lucky you.
Hard to stay awake.
I know. So, are you gonna tell me what your name is?
Atta.
Atta. Okay. My name's Jack.
Right.
Yeah, well, that killed the conversation.
I do not know that I trust you.
Hey, what do you want from me? I saved your life. If it wasn't for me, you'd be dead back there. And if it wasn't for you, I'd be out of here by now, so maybe cut me a little slack, huh?
Sorry. You are right. Why did you desert?
I didn't exactly desert. Well, I did, but... I was in one of the trenches. We were hit by shellfire. It was hell. Mud, screaming, everyone was... We were all killed. But... I was the only one that got out of there. I thought about walking to one of the other trenches, but the rain was coming down, flooding... the trenches, the wounded, they were drowning, and...
I was sick of it. sick of all of it and would...
This is all going to be over soon, you know?
You may think so.
No, I know so. So how about you?
I made a mistake.
What sort of mistake?
I agreed to come here. Thought it was important. Wanted to get away.
Well, you say it like you had a choice. You were conscripted, no?
There is always a choice. I could have refused, but I thought it was important.
Well, what changed?
I came here.
Yeah.
What have I done?
Are you talking to me?
It was nothing.
Who is it you talk to?
I don't know what you mean.
Because you do it when you're sleeping too. Talking to someone. I assumed it was the fever.
That is what it is. I'm not talking to anybody. Why would I talk to anyone? There is nobody here but you.
Huh. What have I done? You say that a lot. You shouldn't feel guilty for deserting. The war's ridiculous. Pointless.
You didn't think that when you first arrived. You thought we were weak.
Not
stupid.
Me. Yeah, not me personally.
You knew better, did you? You allies thought you would land here, sweep up the beach, and kill all of the foolish foreign goat herds that stood in your way.
A few thought that, yes.
But you didn't know we could fight. And you didn't know the terrain. You did not know how steep the cliffs were, how hard the climb was that lay ahead of you.
No, they didn't, but I did. I knew.
Well, good for you. Well done. You knew everything. Shall I tell you what I knew? Huh? I knew I had a duty. I knew I had my fellows who needed me to stand by them, even though it was pointless, even though I was terrible. A terrible soldier. Weak, a poor shot, so afraid. Afraid of them.
Hey, I need you to calm down.
I do not care what you need. I need to get out of here alive. That's what I need. And it's not going to happen. Look at me. I am not stupid. I have seen death. It is killing me. My wound is killing me. So slowly. Could not even die easily. More pain, more madness. Do I really deserve this? What have I done?
Hey, listen to me. I need you to be calm. You're frightened. I get that, okay? But right now, being frightened is dangerous. Being frightened is what is going to get us both killed.
Dying anyway.
Not necessarily. But there is something out there. And I lied. I lied about that before.
Huh?
Yeah? It's not a fever. No. It's not delirium. It's real. It's there. And it can sense, it can smell fear. So I need you to be calm. I need you to swallow that panic down because...
I don't want to die!
And that's exactly why I didn't tell you the truth. Now quiet!
What is that thing? What is it?
We have to be quiet. We have to be so quiet. Please. Huh? Quiet, okay. Okay, quiet.
Yes.
Somewhere else to feed.
didn't meet. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Atta, wake up. It's time to move.
Huh? My leg, the whole leg feels like it's burning.
Yeah, it is. It's not good. I changed the dressing while you were asleep, and look, you need proper care. I need to get you to a medic.
Did I pass out? I was frightened.
Well, you don't remember?
Was there something out there?
Something?
The fever. Delirious. I am so sorry. It is so hard to think straight.
It's understandable. Look, don't worry about it.
I can't move my leg.
Well, I'm going to help you. All right. Ooh. Okay, nobody shot me yet. I'll take that as a good sign. All right, look, let's get you up, okay? Give me your arms. Try to be quiet. Most of them will be sleeping, but look, they'll have lookouts.
It hurts so much. Can't bear it.
We can't stay. If I leave you here, you're gonna die. I'm gonna carry you. Wait. I'm gonna gag you. I need you to keep quiet. Because I think when I lift you, you might scream, so this is the only way, okay?
Yes. I do not like it, but yes.
All right, here. Can you breathe? You breathe okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good. Now, grit your teeth. This is gonna be bad. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
On three. One, two. Sorry. I'm sorry, mate. There's no other way. Come on. Just hold on.
You hear that? Someone leaving out there. Give me the torch. Do you see anything?
Shh. Shh, 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 shh. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Look, they can't see us. See? Shh. See? They're firing blind. We're okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move. Come on. All right, here, I'm just gonna put you down. I'm really sorry, I just need a minute. I gotta get my breath back, sit. So steep. Whew. Oh, hey, sorry. Let me take it off. All right, listen, we've climbed beyond the Allied trenches. Not far, though, so try and still keep quiet, okay?
So cold. First too hot, and then...
Yeah, the damp won't be helping your wound either. I really need to get you to one of your trenches.
I don't want to go back there.
Well, you haven't got a choice. You really haven't. Tell them you were flooded out of your own trench and got lost out here.
How? If you climb up, you are in my trenches. If you climb down, you are in yours. Lost? It is so clear. A blind man could fight in this war.
Well, you're gonna have to figure it out because it's what needs to happen. Your fighting days are done. They'll clean you up and they'll pack you off home, long as I get you to a medic in time. Otherwise...
My fighting days will be done even sooner.
Yeah. All right, so... As soon as we find some of your people, I'm dropping you off.
They'll kill you.
Well, they can try.
That noise. We heard it before, but to begin with, you lied to me. You told me I was delirious.
I was trying to keep us safe.
Because you told me what it was. You told me.
I told you that it was a creature who can scent fear.
Yes. How is that possible?
Well, there are a lot of things about it that will seem impossible. You're going to have to keep an open mind. Can you do that?
I no longer quite know what is true and... What is fever? I may as well believe it all. What does it want?
It's hungry.
It wants to eat us?
Not in the way that you mean. These things, there aren't many of them. I met one before years ago. It only saw it from a distance. The Battle of Cro-Magna. Decades of war. So much killing in the place, actually. The place actually developed a flower that only grew from bloodied earth. Petals were deep purple. The Gore Rose, they called it. Oh. Yeah. It was beautiful. Fields and fields of them. And back then I watched one of those things way out on the horizon, stalking the battlefield, ice beneath its feet. Shattered Gore Roses. They feed off fear. They hunt wars. They find the scared, the terrified, and they drain them.
Feeding off fear? That is... How can that make sense? Nothing does that.
Wars do.
How do we fight it?
We don't. Come on, we gotta get moving.
Careful, please.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be so rough.
It's getting closer.
We'll be okay. Just try to stay calm.
Stay calm? How am I supposed to stay calm? Careful, the trail is blocked here.
Sorry, it's hard to see. A rock fall, I think. Not sure how far it stretches. All right, we'll move back down and find a way around.
It's coming towards us!
Shh, keep your voice down. The sound will carry out here.
It is coming! Coming to take us!
Calm. You're bringing it right to us. The only way to hide from it is to stay calm.
They talked about it. Stories. Something out there. Walking the cliff paths. Coming at night. Climbing down into the trenches. Something that smelled like farmyards and abattoirs. Something hungry.
Stop! You're making things worse. The trenches aren't far. They'll hear us.
The trenches. It came into the trenches. It took people. We'd hear screams in the night.
Everyone will hear you unless you be quiet. Now shut up!
Something coming towards us. Just an animal or something. Not that. I heard voices.
We've come back towards the Allied trenches. You have to stay completely quiet.
It's an animal.
They can hear it. It is there. I told you. It's a...
Shut up!
There. Voices. One, at least. I told you. Give me the torch.
All right. I'm going to put you down because I need both hands. You have to be quiet or we're dead, okay?
Shh. Can't see anyone. Give me the torch for me.
I'm going to leave you. But only for a couple of minutes, I promise. Now, if you don't shut up, I'm going to gag you again.
You can't leave me. Not like this.
I have to.
But it's out there. They heard it.
No, they heard you. Now, shut up. I'll be right back.
Are you there? Are you still there? Are you watching me? Are you laughing? Do you think I deserve this? Is that what you think? Have you sent this thing to me? Is it a punishment? Is it revenge for what I did to you? Will it do nothing worse than I have already known? No. I don't think I should be scared. Not really. Maybe I am dreaming this. Yes. Maybe I am dreaming all of this. Must be dreaming. Yes. The ground can't turn to ice so quickly. Oh, and what's this? Snow? I don't believe it. I think I am dreaming. That is what it is. Dreaming? Or dying? Oh, I do not care which. Cold. Yes, so cold. That would be better. At least dead would be warm.
No! Get away from him!
What have I done?
You know, you ask that question a lot.
Where are we? What happened?
We're in the Allied trench. I convinced them to share it. They're tied up at the far end, having a bit of a rest.
The creature.
Go on. You passed out and the creature got confused.
I was delirious. I stopped being scared. I did not care anymore.
Well, that would explain it. You broke the link between the two of you. It moved off, and I dragged you clear.
You are not scared of it. You are that brave.
I'm capable of forgetting that I'm terrified, that's all. You know, your fever's getting worse. Your temperature up. Mm. I've put you in some drier clothes. Change your dressing. Lucky for you, there was a medical kit here. For now, you're doing okay, but the minute we step back out...
I saw it. Smelled it. It was disgusting. Animal. Straw. Dung. Blood. The ground froze underneath it.
You need to stop thinking about it. I know it's difficult, but it's the only way. You're the one giving it power. You have to push it out of your head.
Now how am I supposed to do that?
There's more than enough to worry about. Concentrate on that.
How come there were only two soldiers here in the trench?
I didn't ask. I imagine the rest are dead.
All that climbing. We got nowhere.
No, we didn't. But next time...
I can't move. It hurts too much.
So I'll carry you again. It's okay, look, I'll manage. It's not far. I just need to concentrate on where I'm going. There's a torch here. That'll make us a target, but if I use it carefully, I don't know. Look, we'll manage somehow.
Stupid. No chance.
It's the only chance we have. Now take this.
I'm thirsty.
You should be. And you need it. Oh, Jack, a whole lot of corpses and you try to save one of them. Look, I've stirred some painkillers into it. Drink it, please.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give it a little time for the drugs to kick in, and then we make a break for it.
Your uniform.
What about it?
There are bullet holes in it.
Oh, yeah, so there are.
I heard them shooting. The soldiers. You were hit?
No. Of course I wasn't.
Because with that many holes, you would be dead.
Exactly.
So how did they get there?
I stole the jacket.
Of a dead man?
Yeah, he wasn't using it. Mine was torn to shreds. And the shell fire that I told you about.
So you took a dead man's clothes?
In war, you do what you have to.
Ah, I suppose.
Who is it you talk to?
I don't know what you mean.
When you're asleep, or when you forget I'm here, you talk to someone. I told you the truth about the creature. That has to be worth something. Mutual respect, trust. Tonight could go sour. I'd like to know. Mm. I hate mysteries.
That is all it is to you, a mystery. To me, it is more.
I wasn't meaning to belittle it.
My brother.
Oh. Is he,
dead.
I'm sorry. Did he die over here?
No. That was not him. You know how most families are proud when their sons go to fight for their country?
Perhaps they shouldn't be, right?
Not my family. My brother, Ali, should have been conscripted too. But he said he did not believe we should fight. Said he was a conscientious objector.
Huh. And you didn't like that? You were ashamed of it.
Ashamed? No. A man should have principles. I did, before the fear took them from me.
So what then? It was because your family approved of him and not you?
No.
Well,
yes, partly that. That hurt. I cannot deny that. Hurt a lot. But what really made me angry was the lie of his principles.
Ali didn't mean it?
No. He was just scared. Ali lied all the time. But he did it well. People didn't know. They couldn't tell. Everyone loved Ali. A man of principle, a kind man.
A nobleman. A family man.
But really?
I don't know that I want to talk about this.
That's up to you. But honestly, getting it off your chest will help. I'm a stranger, and after tonight, you're probably never going to see me again. So what does it matter?
Brothers fight.
Tell me about it.
But we didn't fight. Never in the open. Never like that. Oh, there's Ali, they'd say. See how he looks after his younger brother. But was always cruel to me. Secretly cruel. A coward's cruelty. When no one was around, he'd hurt me. A kick or a punch. A glancing blow. And he never got found out. They saw the bruises. That's all they saw. Little Atta is so small, they'd say. No wonder the other boys pick on him. He's lucky to have Ali with him. Wherever he goes, protecting him. And I never hit back. Never told. Because he was my big brother, and I wanted him to love me. But he said it was because I was scared. And at night, he'd tell me that he'd wait until I was asleep, till the whole house was asleep, and then he'd creep into my room and hit me.
Did he?
No. But it meant that every night I was scared. Scared to sleep, always fighting against my eyes closing, feeling fear. Wondering if tonight would be the night the monster finally came.
I don't know what to say, but I'm sorry.
He was weak. That's what I think. He felt scared. I think other boys used to beat him at school. Perhaps they sensed what he really was. But that's no excuse. I was the one person he could control. The one he could call coward.
What?
Sometimes I stayed awake until daylight, waiting for a visit that never came. I'd spent the whole night praying. I had a mantra. I'd repeat it over and over. Maybe it worked.
So how did Ali die?
He...
Atta?
He's dead now. That is all. And I miss him.
Atta. Hey, the rain stopped. There's a break in the clouds. A little light to see by, so it's a good time to go.
You will have to carry me. I'm sorry, but I... The drugs you gave me, they have taken some of the pain, but... my leg, it won't... It has no strength. It doesn't move. I think it's swollen.
Oh, it's twice the size it should be. But it'll be fine. I was always going to carry you. I said so, didn't I?
I don't like being a burden. It feels...
What, embarrassing? Dishonorable? It's neither. And I should know. I'm often both. Let's go. Here. You ready?
What about the creature?
It won't be the first monster either of us have faced. You're fine. Don't worry. Their aim's off.
It's there, isn't it?
Yeah. You need to take control of your fear like you did last time. It couldn't latch onto you, and I pulled you away. But you can't run away again. There's no time. We need to face it.
I can't.
But you have to. You did it before.
I was delirious. I thought I was dreaming. Hallucinate.
But you still did it. And now you have to do it again. We both do. You have to take control of your fear.
If I could do that, I would still be in a trench. If I could do that, I wouldn't have been shot.
What's the point? I'm trying to save you, but you just won't listen. You fight me every step of the way. I should just leave you here. Save myself while I can.
Go on, then. Leave. I didn't ask you to save me. I have never asked someone else to save me.
Who am I kidding?
Just go. It's easy for you. I've watched you. You don't seem scared of anything. Not even that.
We're all scared. All of us. All of the time. Scared of everything, but we function because we take that fear and we swallow it. Bottle it up. Ignore it. We look the other way. That's all you have to do. Look the other way. Either that or face it. Stare it down, accept it, and beat it. You know that. You've done that. You used to do it every night.
Face it. You don't understand. The one time I really tried to stand up to fear, to fight back, I... Ali? What have I done?
It was the worst thing I've ever done.
Worse than this?
Yes. Because it never leaves me alone.
Shut up, shut up, shut up! Leave me alone, Ali! Leave me alone! Please, shut up! Why can't you stay dead? Oh! Go away, Ali! Go away! Please, just leave me alone! No more of this! I cannot take any more of this! I'm sorry! I'm sorry I killed you! But I can't take any more! What have I done? Yes, it is what I deserve. Lesson learned, brother. I die.
Oh, no, no, soldier.
It was the worst thing I've ever done.
Worse than this?
Yes, because it never leaves me alone. You can hear him. Hear his voice?
Sorry?
You can hear his voice. He's talking now.
No.
But he talks and never stops. He's laughing. Laughing at me. Calling you a traitor. You can hear him.
Your wound. You're delirious.
He's never stopped. Not since I got my first uniform and he came to laugh at me and tell me my mother was crying. The day I got my first uniform and my first gun.
Atta, I can't hear anything.
But you must. He's always there. Telling me I caused the death of my men. That I'll cause your death. That I deserve to die for what I have done.
Hey, you listen to me. He's only right about one thing. The panic and fear coming off you will bring that creature to us. It will get us both killed.
See? He's right.
No, you need to silence that voice. Whatever happens now, you've dealt with worse. Remember when you were a kid? You had a mantra to keep you safe.
It didn't work. Of course it didn't. Sometimes Ali would come, sometimes he wouldn't. The words meant nothing.
Atta, the universe is full of people trying to keep fear away with prayers. Say it now.
It didn't work. There's no point in
doing it.
Not tonight. Not tonight. Not tonight. This is stupid.
No, this is refusing to give in. Keep saying it. I'm gonna put you down now.
Put me down? Yeah. Why?
Just trust me, please. One last time.
Yeah.
Now. Keep saying the words.
They don't help.
Well, they help me. Now keep saying them. He was right about the smell. Like every slaughter pen in the universe just opened its doors and breathed out. You hear that whispering? Hear the kid's words? He's not for you. Not tonight. And neither am I. think I'm fearless. Of course they do. I've gotten so good at showing them that. So good at it. Cheeky smile. Running towards danger. Nothing can touch me. Unstoppable. You know what? Such a liar. I'm scared of everything. I'm scared of pain, of being wrong. And you know what? That's a problem when you're me, because I get a lot of things wrong. A lot. I'm scared of love. Terrified of it, in fact. If there's anything scarier, being that open, caring that much. Terrifying. I'm even scared of death. Isn't that stupid? After all this time, scared of it. Because each time it happens, that glimpse of the darkness, of the emptiness, coming face to face with nothing, the void. What if this time, that's it? What if this time I don't come back? It's awful. I mean, most people only get to face that thought once, and only briefly. By the time they've got their head around it, it's enough to be really, really chilled by it. They're done. No more thoughts. No more fear. I've done it over and over again. I know what it is. I know what happens. I know what we're facing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know what that fear tastes like? You want that on your tongue, big guy?
Not tonight. Not tonight. I can't see you, brother. Not anymore. No. You're dead. And you won't hurt me ever again. Not tonight. Not any night. Not tonight. Not tonight. Never again.
You really want to feed off me? Off my fear? Because a fear of death is one thing, but I know what death is. I know it. I've experienced it. And once you connect with me, pal, you're going to experience it too. You'll know what comes next. Feel it! Want that? Or are you afraid, huh? What's the matter? Run away, you coward!
Not tonight. Not. Not tonight.
Hang in there, Ada.
Never.
We did it. Not tonight. Not tonight. Not tonight. Never tonight. Not tonight.
Jack!
Nearly there. Sun's coming up. Ottoman line just up ahead.
Didn't kill you. Didn't kill either of us.
It got scared and ran away. Happens to all of us, it would seem. How you feeling?
Not good. Hard to stay awake. Doesn't hurt so much now. None. Cold.
Just hang in there. I'm not running this far only to have you die on me. That would be annoying and rude. So hold on. I think they've noticed us.
You need to tell them. You need to say you're friend, not enemy.
You need to stay alive. That's what you need to do.
But they will.
Hey! Wounded man here! He needs a medic!
Don't shoot. He's... No! Jack!
You're awake. Good. Your wound was bad, infected.
But I've cleaned it out, dressed it. You won't be fighting again. You won't be walking for a while. And with a limp after that. But you're alive. Be happy with that.
A limp?
Be thankful you kept the leg. You nearly didn't.
It's fine. Good. Thank you.
It's what I do.
Wait. Please. The man who brought me.
Dead.
But he saved me.
Can't help that. He was the enemy, running at our front line. What did he expect?
But he saved me. What have I done?
You have been listening to The Lives of Captain Jack, What Have I Done? By Guy Adams. Captain Jack Harkness was played by John Barrowman, Atta Attila Akinchi, Ottoman Medic Shay Francis, and Allied Soldiers Rhys Isaac Jones and Johnny Glynn. The script editor and producer was James Goss. Director, Scott Hancock. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay Gallery.
We're recording now. Hello, hello everybody.
Hi.
I'm Scott, the director of Lives of Captain Jack. What have I done? John.
Say that again.
What have I done?
I don't know. What have you done?
And we are joined by the lovely...
Attila Akinchi.
Hello.
Hi.
And John Barrowman.
Playing...
Captain Jack Harkness.
Been a bit of a different one for you today.
Yeah, but it was
Captain Jack and Doctor Who's normally a bit more fun. And...
Yeah, but also in Torchwood, he's very kind of... He can be dark, but this is... Well, if you're saying for Big Finish, this is more of a dramatic kind of script than it is an action or a kind of... There's a lot of going through mud in this one.
Yes.
A lot of lifting acting going on. Yeah.
You were saying earlier, it's a bit like a workout, some of these scenes.
It is, yeah, especially the scenes where you have to physically, you know, get into action. And animate your surroundings. Mm. It is a bit like a workout, yeah. A good one, though.
But also, I mean, when you get these scripts, is it what you're expecting? Because I know, Attila, the last one you did was something completely different.
Well, yeah, the last one I did was... I'd never seen any Doctor Who episodes ever before as an alien. Am I allowed to confess this? I said it last time,
You can confess
actually.
It, but I guarantee you're going to get some emails. Or not emails, some tweets.
My teachers always used to say, it's not a shame not to know, it's a shame not wanting to learn. So here we go.
Correct.
I was very open to it. And so the last script wasn't what I was expecting at all. And after reading the first couple of pages, I realized that I should watch an episode first to get it all. And... this time around, it was very different from what I was expecting again, because I was expecting Doctor Who to be, you know, in it.
Mm.
And then I started reading. But the setting, Gallipoli, was very unexpected, but very interesting for me because it's part of my country's history. So, And I've seen films and documents, and I've heard about it and, you know, spoken to my parents about it. And so this is the first time I've been involved in a story that actually happens during the time of Gallipoli.
Yeah, you know?
But then in a sci-fi kind of way, which is so cool.
Well, it's the beauty of what we do in the Doctor Who world is we take relative events or events that have happened or that we think could happen, and we put them into because the fear, really, the creature, it's a metaphor.
It's our all go,
right?
Yes. Yeah, you're haunted by your brother. You're haunted by Yanto.
And that's a lot of what Doctor Who and, you know, with the Torchwood world any of the worlds that the Doctor, Captain Jack are involved in, it's the metaphors which are really the frightening aspect of it. And, you know, an alien is a metaphor to something else. So I never expect the norm when I get the scripts or when I see them, because I know that this is not the normal world. This is the world of Whovians, and it's all spectacular and different.
Yeah.
But, I mean, most of Jack's stuff is quite contemporary. Is it quite nice to do something grounded very much in history?
I love going back with Jack in history, because the other time we've done it on screen, we've done it a couple of times where he's gone back to Victorian England. Mm-hmm. And that was, for me, that was awesome, because they adapted the cape, you know, the coat and the cape, and I had almost like a Capaldi doctor cape in that episode, sideburns. So for this, it's great to have him go back to the war, and, you know, particularly Gallipoli, because of it was such an impactful time, not only for the Ottoman Empire, you know, the Turks, and also for the
Australia,
Australians and everybody else who was involved, you know, the list goes on.
Yeah.
But it was it was devastating. Mm. So to have it, you know, something like that we can do. And that's what's great about, I mean, to be honest with you, that's what's great about having characters who time travel. Mm. We the whole spectrum of history is open to us. Mm. Yeah.
And it's, you know, a two-hander like this. Is it a challenge to maintain the energy, or?
It's exhausting. Well, it's exhausting.
Well, you get no rest.
No, you don't get any rest, but it's also, it's fun because you're both in a little room, and you guys are the only ones watching us through the glass, but you have to be able to let all of your inhibitions go.
Right.
And you have to, like, for instance, when we're doing the climbing acting or when Attila was doing the stuff with the leg, he's actually physically moving with his leg, and some people might be self-conscious about that, but you can't be, because you have to get the story across and the physicality of it across. So it's hard and exhausting in that way. But it's also fun, because you've got two people who, that's what we do.
And I guess you have to be lucky that, you know, you never know how chemistry between actors turns out, really.
Well, you've hated each other, both
and
of you all
we were very lucky, because it's been amazing today. So, but that's always, nobody can really guess beforehand what the chemistry is going to be like. And it's
Have I worked with some of those people.
Well, you know, and that makes it, if you then have a two-hander, and you know, you're going to be in the same room for the entire day, and you have slight hesitations to do with
I've been lucky in the recordings. It's been all good. But however, there's been times on stage or, you know, in television, I've had to do something and even like be intimate with them. And in my head, I'm going, I just can't stand you.
Yeah.
But you have to get over it.
You have to, yeah.
On which note?
Yes. But we love everybody. Yay.
We love the world.
John and Attila, thank you for a lovely day in studio.
Thank you for having us again. And thanks for listening to Big Finish, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.